Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Jay-Z making history because his album, you know, The Blueprint,
Yeah. It's
going to go down in history as one of the 25 recordings that will be added to the Library of Congress's National Recording Registry this year.
Whoa. Nice.
Now, I just want to put this in perspective because I can remember 15 years ago, the Grammys, hip-hop artists being like, what the hell, every time they didn't win or didn't have a category or whatever. So this is cool that Jay-Z is next to people like Cyndi Lauper, Neil Diamond, Curtis Mayfield. I mean, for Superfly, the Superfly soundtrack. So, hey, I say go, Jay-Z.
Nice.
You know, Hope. Rap music finally getting acknowledged and, you know.
It's about damn time.
And put in the books for history because it is a huge part of our history now, you know.
I realize we're on different levels here.
Yeah.
But I, too, have something in the Library of Congress.
What?
I do. There's a poem that I wrote back in the day when I was in high school for a contest. And if you won it, you would be put in the Library of Congress. If you were in one of the top 10 poems that they chose, and one of my poems was chosen.
So it's not even that serious to be in the Library of Congress?
Don't get me wrong. It's serious to be in the Library of Congress.
He's trying to make him look good. I think he's making Jay-Z look worse.
You think so?
I have a question. Hold on. Was this a national contest?
Yeah.
You won a national contest in the library?
Yes.
So where is... So it's in the Library of Congress. Do
That's
you know where
I,
it is? Or have you gone to see it? Or
no, I just have a letter that's saying my poem was put in the Library of Congress.
Wait, you hadn't even been to D.C. before, you
no,
said.
No, I'm going in
even
June.
Weirder.
I'm going to D.C. in June. I wonder if it's... I can look it up and go find
my... Well, I would
my
think.
Dish. If it's in there, it's forever.
Do you
find
remember?
Find Riggs in the Dewey Decimal System.
If Jay-Z's got an album in there and you have a poem, then I'm thinking 9,000 other people have stuff in there, too.
Yes. I think there's a lot of stuff in the Library of Congress.
I think not. I think it's Jay-Z, it's Riggs, and it's Abraham Lincoln.
No, it's Jay-Z, it's Cyndi Lauper, it's Neil Diamond, and it's Riggs.
Riggs, do you remember the contents of this poem?
Yeah, was it like a heartbreak love poem that I'd written?
Well,
at some point.
I know. Gibbons wants it.
I'm going to have to fish it out of my basement.
To see it.
I thought you had it memorized. My stuff was in the Library of... No. I'd remember that.
Well, I'm and sure they're bringing...
Would.
It's ironic since we're bringing back, you know, 30 years ago, because Woodstock is back this year.
Yeah.
You know, 50th anniversary, and Jay-Z's headlining it. So that was also relevant to the news yesterday. Love it.
Jay-Z and Riggs in the Library of Congress. You hear that?
And Cyndi Lauper.
Yes, and Neil Diamond.
Yes, and Curtis Mayfield.
Yes, it's throwback.
Riggs.
It's Throwback Thursday.
I love it.
Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. I have good news.
All right. Ooh.
Is for the second time I got to wear my yellow pants. Because Marquette is playing in the big dance today.
Oh, my God. I didn't even see you had yellow pants on.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I wore them for Christmas time to recreate a childhood picture. And I was like, when am I ever going to wear yellow pants? And I went, Marquette plays today. I can rep Marquette colors and wear the yellow pants again.
Oh, my God. Wait till I send that to my Marquette friends. I can't wait to hear what they say.
Yellow pants, and I wore the navy blue sweatshirt. I don't have a Marquette shirt. I don't go there. I'm going
to
be honest.
You don't have to go there.
No, I'm a bandwagon fan right now. I'm just going to say it.
You know what, though? At least you're admitting that you're on the bandwagon. You're
not
going, I've liked them all season long. I love
No, I couldn't name one player on the team right now. I just know they've been doing well. I've followed them over the news. They've been, obviously, they're in the tournament. They're playing today at like 3 in the afternoon.
Something like that,
Murray State, my aunt's school, so I can call and give her crap when they beat the hell out of the Murray State Racers.
Yeah. Oh, man, so you're a bandwagon fan and you have a family member who's the opposite team? That's awesome.
See? Mm. So I'll go watch the game later today. That's my good news.
They said yesterday what the odds of winning a bracket are... are like 9 million times worse than winning the actual lottery.
That's why.
Like to get a bracket right, you know what I mean?
You're more likely to get struck by...
To win the Powerball even.
While getting eaten by a shark and getting struck by lightning.
Insane.
Yeah, that's why every year there's $1 billion thing that Warren Buffett puts at stake. Every year, $1 billion, you're going to have the perfect bracket. And every year, no one can get it.
That's what they were going off about. Yeah. That's what I heard.
Ah.
Because...
All of his employees are like, oh, we'll get into it.
No, because they're saying he basically doesn't give his employees anything, but he puts it out... No, really. He puts it out there like, I'm going to give my employees all this money and perks if they get the bracket right, but he never has to deliver. So he gets all this press. Oh. He doesn't actually give his employees anything.
That's true.
And he looks like a douche. Somebody pointed that out yesterday. I went, oh, that's interesting.
No.
Well, what's your good news, though?
My good news
yes,
is
Allie?
That yesterday, Gary from Window World came over and fixed my door.
Hell yes.
And I'm so excited because Hudson had broken it from hanging on it with the handle.
Oh, no.
So when Gary fixed it, and then this morning I walked out and the door, it's the door to the garage.
Yeah.
It's a big steel door. And it's a new door. And so I went and I pushed it with my finger, forgetting he had fixed it. Because normally when you just tap it, it'll open because it wasn't closing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's not opening. My door's fixed. So I used the handle to open the door this morning, and then I closed it securely behind me.
Now, Hudson the hanger would just stay off of it.
What the hell, man?
Oh, trust me. He's off it now.
Good. He's off the knob.
He's off the drugs, which is the doorknob.
The knob. Gibbons, what's your good news?
Speaking of having appointments and getting things fixed,
yes.
I have two very great meetings at noon the next 2 days.
Okay.
Today I'm going back to my dentist to make sure that my tooth that got removed is all good to go.
Nice.
All right. Which is great because it's been a long ass week trying to figure all that out because I'm scared of it. And then tomorrow at noon, the Department of Public Works is coming to my house and they're going to get my water situation figured out.
Good.
And everything's going
to
get tested.
I'm dying to know what the problem is.
Yeah.
Because you hear these people say their water's fine in Stallus and then your water looks like it came out of a dump.
Yeah, I talked to Dina from the department yesterday and she was like, wait, your water is gray and it fizzes?
There's something with the house.
And I was like,
don't
yes.
you think, Riggs, it's something
yes.
with the house, not and the water at all?
I do. And I have a friend that lives in Indianapolis that had a similar problem.
Really?
With like, it was gray water, looked like what you said.
Yeah.
The city found out there was a problem with the pipes in his neighborhood, like around his house.
Oh.
They paid for a filtration system to be installed into his house.
You know what's a great, you know what? I've got even more good news then.
What if he's uncovering the big, great water you could be scandal the Aaron, of West Dallas.
He's the Aaron Brockovich of West Dallas.
You know what sucks, though?
Cut the crap. It's one pipe in his house. Let's be real, Riggs. It's nothing big.
That's what it's going to end up being. The great part is, though, I rent, so if anything goes wrong, I don't have to pay for it anyway.
Yes,
you might have
news.
To move because your landlord might try to cop out of whatever he's going to get charged with. But,
oh, no.
But you won't have to pay for
but
anything.
But you won't have
except
to pay
move.
For anything.
Except
oh,
the move.
No!
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
They had the balls, that's right, I said it, to put up billboards in our city. Oh, but Miller Lite's got corn syrup in it.
So Miller will be striking back during the NCAA tournament.
You're
March Madness is huge, so I'm sure these ads will be everywhere.
Good.
Basically, Miller picks up at the Bud Light commercial because they have this old medieval commercial. It's like Game of Thrones, like back in the day. Like
who
knights.
Does? Bud Light or
Bud
Miller
Light? Bud Light has these old school. They're the Dilly Dilly guys.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
The medieval commercials.
Uh-huh.
So it picks up at the end of the commercial and they go, cut. All the actors walk off the stage and they sit down and start drinking Miller Light. And then Miller Light goes, sorry, Bud Light, but in the real world, people drink Miller Lite with half the carbs.
Got him.
Mic drop.
So,
and
look
by the
for
way,
those ads.
Someone who watches carbs doing keto, we're not drinking beer. So you don't need to tell a person who's counting carbs about how many carbs are in your beer. Because trust me, if I'm counting carbs, I'm not drinking beer, okay?
Right. And if I'm drinking beer, I don't care about the carbs.
Thank you.
Amen.
I'm drinking
that.
Beer. And I'm drinking Miller Lite.
And I'm
so.
Getting drunk at opening day next Thursday.
Absolutely. At
drinking
Miller Park.
Beer at Miller Park with my Miller Lite.
I want a Miller Lite right now. You guys got me jonesing at 6 a.m. for
a
little brewski.
This ain't donuts. I mean, you talk about... you want a beer too. I was going to say you have an alcohol problem. That the fact of speaking of alcohol made you want one. This isn't donuts, I said. Are you with me now?
Yes. I have an alcohol
this
hobby.
This isn't like when you talk about donuts and you want one.
I have an alcohol hobby. Thank you very much.
Can I take that back? Intern Jack, go back.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
You know, Jenny McCarthy never rips on anyone. Rarely. I mean, it's just not how she flows, even though she does a podcast. But you don't see her going, I hate this person and I hate this person.
Right.
She's a pretty positive person, right?
Yeah. Unless you're talking about vaccines.
What?
True.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's very outspoken about vaccines, and she's very outspoken about her kid that has autism. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
But who did she go off on?
Listen to this. She says that her time co-hosting The View, which I forgot she was on The View for
too.
Like a year.
She was?
She was.
Yes. I completely blocked that
until
out.
She said it right now. Yeah,
2013 to 2014.
Oh, wow.
She said it was the most miserable time of her life.
What?
And get this. She said she's never heard a woman yell like Barbara Walters. Did you know Barbara Walters has that in her?
Barbara Walters? No, she's so spoken.
She was so afraid because she didn't know. She said that when she started, she would wonder which version of Barbara she'd see that day. She said, hopefully I'd get the Barbara who's nice because I've never seen a woman yell like that until I worked with Barbara Walters. I wouldn't have pinned that Barbara Walters was running around screaming at people.
Powerful newswomen I could see yelling and wanting things done certain way. And
well, powerful people.
Yes.
Or...
News people in general.
Successful people tend to have a very specific way of wanting things done.
Yeah.
And that's why they're successful. Hence, why they're so neurotic, right?
All right.
Why, Gibbons is shaking.
I let you guys go. I want to scream.
Why?
When I
at
was
Barbara Walters?
No,
I don't blame you.
No, I'm screaming at Jenny McCarthy.
Why?
You better back up, dude. You don't mess with Jenny McCarthy.
No. The person you don't mess with is American treasure Barbara Walters,
American
okay?
treasure? What are you talking about?
I remember being a three-year-old little Gibbons.
Watching 2020.
I swear to God.
Yep,
sitting in front
all...
of the TV, obsessing over Barbara Walters in 2020. And
whoa,
I'll tell you
whoa,
this.
Whoa.
Barbara Walters was my first ever celebrity crush. And we all
Stop.
Have...
Hold on. You don't admit that.
I proudly admit it, and I'll go even further, okay?
Okay.
Everybody has their Mount Crushmore, right? The people, their big celebrity crushes on their Mount Crushmore.
Yeah, but that's not an old white dude for me. Who should I add to my list, Riggs? What old white
Peter
dude?
Peter Jennings? I don't know.
Peter Jennings?
No, Peter Jennings would be a better pick than Barbara Walters.
You should! Don't you... I'm out of here. You're going to besmirch the good name of Barbara Walters?
White Hay Gibbons?
You can find the new producer. I'm out of here.
Okay, bye. What year were you... I want one that doesn't think Barbara Walters is hot. What year were you born again?
1986.
Okay. So
I applaud your dedication to her crush.
I loved her forever.
Did you have posters of Barbara Walters on your wall?
I have them in my heart, Riggs, where they never fall off.
I just
off.
Googled Barbara Walters bikini and nothing came up, so sorry.
I just Googled Barbara in the 1980s, and I'm wondering what he's so damn turned on
look
from
at
because
that
she
fox.
Looks like all of our moms in the 80s.
Oh, look at
so
that.
So I'm wondering
did
when
you
he's
like,
looking at her if he's...
That
Gibbons
foxy
has
lady.
Odd taste in women. Is it the ruby red lips, or is it her voice? Is it her diction?
I believe...
Because the way that she speaks is kind of like, hey, what's up?
She speaks like a woman who wants to have an accent but doesn't.
Yeah.
She's like a little, like,
yes.
like she's traveled too much.
No,
listen. Am I the only one in shock that Barbara Walters acted like this or acts like this on The View?
All right.
I'm more in shock that she is like a screamer and a yeller because she's so calm on TV.
I could see her having it in her.
Jenny McCarthy said it was hell working with her.
For Jenny having the balls to say that about my Barbara, though. Them's fighting words, I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, and The View... You has had so much turnover. I mean, but it's been on for like 25 years.
Exactly.
Oh,
people like Jenny
God.
McCarthy were on it for a year
crazy.
That we forgot about.
Crazy. So,
Barbara Walters is a screamer, Gibbons. You know, she'd be angry in the bed.
Hashtag Team Babs. I am Team Barbara
team
Walters
Babs.
All day long in this fight that
all
I just
right,
made.
Fine.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. I was handed some shocking news yesterday.
Oh, no.
Something that I'm now responsible for, and I'm a little nervous about this.
Uh-oh.
Yikes.
Uh-huh. I work out at the WAC, right?
Yeah.
And they like to do fundraisers there once a year, and they find a different charity. And this year, they picked the AFSP, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, something that I work with very close. And they said, we'd like to do a spin cycle class for suicide prevention. And I was like, cool.
Yeah.
That's fine. And they said, the 10 o'clock class, we would like for you to co-host, like co-teach this class.
On Saturday.
Uh-huh. So, yeah. So the instructor said, why don't you pick some music? And I came to her yesterday and I said, here's my list of songs. And she went, well, now you're teaching the class yourself.
Oh,
and
my.
And I was like, I'm going to teach a spin class. I've never done this
don't
before.
Don't you have to, like...
That's what I thought. I was like, aren't there like liability
first of all,
issues?
I know. Well, yeah. First of all, I mean, I'm speaking from actual experience. My ex-husband taught spin.
Yeah.
And he had to go get certified in Gurney and spend a whole day there.
That's
and
what
like
I
had to take a test. So that's hysterical that
that's
they're just like, go ahead, teach a class. Like, I don't, are they allowed to do that?
That's
just
what I said.
Anyone in the world?
And they were baffled.
Aren't they liable then if something goes wrong in the class?
They were baffled that I was baffled. They were like, we're going to be in the class with you. So if something happens, but you just have to write down what you want to do with every song on your list. And I was like, I have to try to please.
What the hell does that mean?
Like 20 people in the class with 20 different songs.
Like one's going to be a hill. You're going to climb a hill in spin class.
So you'll have like an up-tempo song for like a fast ride.
Okay.
So I don't know. You would pick something. I picked Ellie Goulding. Close to me. I'm going to play. This will be one of the songs that I'll use.
I like it.
Are these good for spin?
I
need to know.
I mean, I've done a ton of spin.
And now I've done a couple classes.
I was going to say, when you did spin with Riggs, was that your first time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, because I'm like, a lot of people, you either done spin or you haven't at this point. Like,
right.
I feel like a lot of people know what it is, and a lot of people have never touched a spin bike or tried one.
And if you don't know, spin is just indoor cycling, essentially. It's great cardio. It's good for your legs. It's good for circulation.
And I hate long outdoor bike rides, but spin is fun.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
it's
seriously,
a good time.
Like, if you don't like outdoor bike riding for a long time, it doesn't mean you wouldn't like spin.
Spin is about the music, I think. And that's why I'm worried about the music. So I'm going to play some of the songs that I'm going to use in the spin class. Are these acceptable for spin? Would you hear these in a spin class?
If I hear I Got the Power, hell yeah.
It should always be upbeat in my mind in a spin class, like always. When they play slow stuff, I want to like jump off the bike.
I have Pink, Trouble on the list. Upbeat.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't like the song. I think you could do better with Pink. I think you could find a better upbeat Pink song.
Which one?
God, there's so many.
I know.
That's the problem. There's too many.
Let me think.
Way too many.
No, give me a minute. Go ahead. What else you got?
I'm going old school a little bit.
Oh,
The
Roxanne.
Police.
Yes,
because I figure I'm
going to
have, I figure I'm going to have some people that'll know the police in the class.
So you know your crowd, the young, the old, the feeble, and the bold.
Knowing the crowd is the most important thing.
Uh-huh. I've got this song. Remember this one? Oh, damn it. Where's my damn computer's not working. Oh, right?
Yes. Throwback Thursday is a great topic for Throwback Thursday.
Throwback.
Right?
Yes.
I'm putting Vampire Weekend on there because people have heard this song. It's kind of upbeat.
True. Okay. Was it?
I got a Pink one. Raise Your Glass.
Yes.
That would be a better one because I've worked out to Raise Your Glass. I would not work out to Trouble.
All right.
Switch it up.
I wanted to end it with, although I don't really like him because he didn't do a show for us, that Logic song, the 1-800 song. I figured that was a good song to end with because of the cause, the charity. You think?
Yes.
Like, ending on a hill.
Is it
with
bad
this
I
song.
Don't read? I got to hear the song again. Is this it?
Yeah.
It's been like a year since I've heard the song.
Yeah.
1-800-273-8255, the Logic song with Alessia Cara.
Yeah. Now.
Am I on the right track with those songs?
You're on the right track, but.
Is this the cool down?
Yes.
Okay, because this has to be. You can't play this during
the
regular class.
No, this will be at the end. Like at the end. They'll be like, because it's a suicide prevention fundraiser. This
switch
will be
out the Pink song, and I think you're fine. Don't play too many old songs, though, either. Don't get all grandma on us. You can throw some fun.
I'm worried, though, Allie.
Huh?
We think it's great,
yeah.
But we're not going to be in the spin class. Now, Riggs, if you're in the class and you're reading your crowd and they're not quite liking the music, are you going to have backup songs ready? Or like, this
I'm gonna
is
have to.
I have to ask. Oh, wait, it's a Saturday. Never mind.
It is a Saturday. Saturday the
30th. I don't even know what the class would look like on a Saturday at 10 a.m. Like, 10 a.m. on a Monday would probably be what? Stay-at-home moms and some old people, right?
So 10 a.m. on a Saturday, I don't know.
It's going to be a great mix of people.
It should be a good mix of people. So,
it will be.
The 30th, it's at the Wacken Greenfield. I put it on my Facebook page if you want to check it out. It's facebook.com/RiggsRadio. That's me on Facebook. That's where I put it up there.
Ah.
It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. We're a week away from opening day, you guys.
Holy God.
1 week away,
in
opening
March.
Day.
Yeah. It's only a few days early. Than normal. People are like, it's in March. I'm like, yeah, but opening day's like April 2nd normally,
yes.
So stop.
Right.
It's not that bad. Come on.
Miller Park dropping a bunch of new food bombs on people.
Oh, what do we got?
Like what?
Well, like, how about the twisted cheese fry? Crispy craft beer battered twisted fries topped with cheese sauce.
Oh.
How about the new desserts for the kids? You can take your kids to the game. Check out the Sprecher Freezer Brews. They've got like soda flavored pops from Sprecher, alcoholic and non-alcoholic.
I'm not giving my kids soda, sorry.
Why not?
Because they're 5 and 7. They don't drink soda, Riggs.
Dude,
this is why I don't have kids.
There's alcoholic and non-alcoholic ones. See how long until they get switched up.
Rings will give a 2-year-old soda. Do you see this?
I would give the alcoholic one.
Rings. I would give someone else's kids soda and then return them at the end of the night and laugh and go home. Because that's how I roll.
Oh, my God.
Other people's children. There's a pearl sugar waffle. Like, there's all sorts of new desserts. There's a Smoke Shack barbecue chicken sandwich that they're dropping.
Oh, my God.
Bernie's Bavarian pretzels, like this huge German-style pretzel.
Oh, I love pretzels, and I can't eat them. Damn it.
Having a big-ass pretzel at Miller Park.
Now I'm hungry.
Oh, it smells better.
Mm. See, so a week away from opening day, you're going to have so many new foods to try, but let's be honest, you're going to be stuffed in a parking lot with all of your tailgating.
Hell,
if you're doing,
you're going to get kicked into the game like I did. Yes. If you're smart in the sixth inning.
Yes,
you're
damn right.
You're gonna guys on bikes kick you in.
Either go to the game or go home.
I don't want to. It's kind of what they said to me.
Yeah. Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Paris Jackson, who is the daughter of Michael Jackson, if you can believe it, she's 20 years old now. Crazy. Wow. We talked about this yesterday. You know, people want her to go to rehab. She had a suicide attempt, allegedly, and, you know, She just won't go. People can't get her to go. So her godfather, if you can believe this, is Macaulay Culkin.
What?
Yeah.
I hit.
Random. Home Alone.
I think I knew that, but just had forgotten.
Well,
Macaulay Culkin and Michael Jackson were very good friends. So for Macaulay Culkin to be the godfather to Paris Jackson, I don't think is that much of a stretch.
I mean, I knew when Macaulay Culkin was a child, they were friends. I didn't know they maintained that friendship, you know, throughout.
Maybe they didn't. I don't know.
If he can outwit the wet bandits or the sticky bandits, he can certainly he can certainly be a godparent.
Seriously, come on, Kevin.
True.
Come on, Kevin.
Kevin McAllister is a great godparent.
Well, here's the deal. They said Macaulay Culkin may be the only one that could actually get her into treatment. He's trying to push her in. Oh. They said that Macaulay Culkin, so this means they do keep in touch.
Yeah.
Probably has the most influence on Paris. He has his stuff together. He knew her dad well. He can be a support for her when she needs it. And so she's been denying the reports about the suicide attempt. Yeah. She, you know, everyone around her says she won't go to rehab.
Poor girl.
But obviously this is all coming from the documentary on HBO that they did about Michael Jackson and what a monster he is. I mean, these documentaries lately where the two guys talked about how Michael Jackson sexually abused them as boys, you know? And there were rumors about Macaulay Culkin, but he's never said anything. I don't think he ever will at this point.
No.
Well, she's got to want to help herself, too. That's what happens with a lot of people with addiction. She's got to want to help herself. But maybe having Macaulay Culkin will help? Having somebody close to her that she trusts
if it's somebody
come to her?
I think it's the point that he was close to her dad and her. I think that was why they were saying he was the one that might be able to, because she trusts him, because he's not... She wants someone that's not thinking badly about her father, probably.
Sure. She's not going to listen to Wade Robson talk about going
how
to rehab.
He was sexually abused by Michael Jackson repeatedly. I mean, that's... Yes.
And then I'm thinking, like, with the family trying to get her in, the family might not have been that close to her and Michael before his death and after his death, and who knows.
Yeah.
But we know Macaulay Culkin clearly. Yeah.
I need a documentary on the Jackson family and who the hell gets along and talks. Because there's so many of them.
There are so many of them.
I get so confused. And then you got Shaza Sunset on Bravo. One of the girls is... with one of the Jacksons, but I couldn't tell you which one.
Tito?
It's like, I don't know.
There's so many
you
of them.
You see them on the show, and I'm like, which Janet? Jackson is that again? There's like 900 of them, dude. I don't even know. And Michael was the only super, super famous one, so the others just kind of blend together, you know?
Michael, Janet, and then
Janet.
Michael, Janet, and then, all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after Janet, Michael.
Oh, we hope that Paris gets the help that she needs.
Paris Jackson. Michael Jackson's daughter.
Not
refusing
Paris.
To go to rehab, but maybe Kevin McAllister is going to get her in.
Yes.
Come on, Macaulay Culkin.
Come on.
You got this, brother.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind. And now, missed connections. From Craigslist.
Oh, hi-ho, girl.
Hey, girl. What's up, girl?
You hit her with a hi-ho? You can't say that, dude.
That was like the little dwarfs. The little dwarfs. Snow White and the Seven Little Dwarfs.
He finally made me silent, Gibbons. It finally happened. Somebody, it happened.
If you've seen Snow White, you get that reference.
Riggs, hold on.
Disney movie references.
Yes.
In the Disney movie, which you make references of all the time, it's hi-ho,
hi-ho,
it's off to work we go.
Not
hi-ho. While you're staring at a woman, your coworker.
I love how you looked at me hardcore, Gibbons went, hi-ho.
Yeah. Except I didn't look at her like that. Like, you did, creepo.
No, you did, right. Son of a...
This one is a woman for a man. She says, my hot man bun phlebotomist in Summit, Eduardo. Now, a phlebotomist is somebody that takes your blood.
Oh. All
right?
Oh.
They specialize in that. So, she says, hey, saw you as soon as I walked in today, as you were taking in another patient. You went out of your way to make sure you were the one who got to poke my arm and steal my blood from me. Cue eye roll and obvious sarcasm. I knew there was some flirting, but I didn't want to get you in trouble at work. But I would totally give you my time if you asked. So if I ever see you again, I'll be sure to slip you my number, and you can do with it what you will. And if not, it'll just make all of our future interactions more uncomfortable. Sorry, not sorry.
State the obvious.
Yes.
Again.
Yeah. Hope you're at least flattered.
When someone is being nice to you, it's called customer service.
Yeah.
Okay, you dum-dums.
She says,
stop thinking she wanted you because she was nice to you at a business.
She says, if it's you, you'll respond with the proper title that you called me today that consequently got me hot.
Jesus.
Did he call her ma'am and she got turned on by that, maybe?
I don't know. Whatever.
She really...
Again, it's a chick for a dude. Whatever.
Yes, you're going to have to go get some more blood drawn,
okay, fine,
girl.
Tell her that he was being nice because that's his job.
Come on,
yes,
man.
And stop mistaking people's kindness at a business that they want you.
This
okay?
has been a phlebotomist connection. See what
a
I did there?
Phlebotomist
connection.
Oh, my God.
Do you
God.
Know that was funny?
I like you, Riggs.
What?
But that one wasn't really funny and kind of silly.
It was awesome. Phlebotomist connection. Phlebotomist connection.
Great argument over this dumb one.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie. Evans, how did you almost die? What happened?
All right. To all the parents listening
yeah,
and
I'm
to...
Like,
you and your drama, dude.
Killed you or tried to kill you?
Hold on, hear me out now. And okay. Allie, you have kids, so I'm specifically interested in how you would react
okay.
if you looked outside and saw your kid having this kind of interaction,
uh-oh.
Right? So I leave my house, right? I'm walking my two dogs. I'm just a dude walking with two dogs. And I see
I
this.
Forget you have two dogs, but anyway.
I see this kid riding his bike across the street. And the kid stops dead in his tracks and he goes, hey! And I say to the kid, hi, buddy. And he goes, I gotta tell you something. And I go, what's up? What's up, friend? And he goes, my dad told me about this person who's driving around the neighborhood and he's taking people. And those people are never seen from again, never seen and heard from again. I went,
what?
How old's this kid, by the way? Because I can't picture this.
I'd say this kid's about 10 years old.
Oh, okay.
He's riding a bike, like a BMX style yeah. bike with no training wheels. He knows
I
what he's doing.
I see it age, yeah.
He's about 10 years old, right?
Okay.
So I go, oh, you mean like a stranger is coming around and taking people? And he goes, yeah. I go, has your dad ever told you not to talk to strangers?
The kid, as he's talking to you, that's hysterical.
The kid goes, yeah, do you live around here? And I say to the kid, yeah, I'm just a neighborhood guy. And I'm, without exaggeration, 200 feet from my house. I go, I live at that house right there. Here are my dogs, Killer and Timber. I'm just walking yeah. my dogs. And the kid goes, well, my daddy told me never to talk to strangers. And I went, yeah, stranger danger. You should probably keep going on your bike, right? And the kid goes, I don't know. I just want to let everybody know about this man who's taking people. And with that, a door flies open and I hear, Anthony!
Ah!
Didn't I tell you not to talk to strangers? And I start to panic, right? So I go, see you, bud. I turn around and walk away briskly,
yeah.
which to anybody is a sign of, oh my God, this weirdo.
You were
weirdo,
doing something sketchy with the kid.
This weirdo right. with two dogs is being weird to my kid. So I stop dead in my tracks. I turn around and I go, sir, I'm not some weirdo. I'm just walking my dogs. I live right there. And the guy goes, Anthony! Get your ass over here!
Yeah, the dad's like, I don't care who the hell you are. I want the kid in here so I can tell him to stop talking to people they don't know.
And I go, I'm sorry, I didn't want to get anybody in trouble. And I turned around, I didn't walk my dogs, I went right back inside, and I thought, oh my God, this dad could have come out and whooped my behind, and I feel like it would have been totally warranted, because stranger danger, here I am, engaged in a conversation with this kid who's telling me about stranger danger to a stranger with two young little cute dogs who could have been in a white windowless van and said, I'm my third dog's lost, can you help me? And
the kid was very friendly.
Like, way too
way
friendly.
Way too friendly. Yeah.
And I was totally freaked out, thought I was going to catch a whooping from Pops.
Ah!
Now, Allie, if you looked out the door, and you saw Hudson or Owen. We'll say Owen because he's older. Mm-hmm. Having this conversation
with somebody I didn't know.
With someone you had no idea who they were.
Yeah, I would freak out and run outside. I've seen them, like, I'll look out the window once in a blue moon. Well, last summer it would have been. They haven't been outside in months, let's be real.
Yeah.
But last summer, and like, they'll be talking to, say, my neighbor walking their dog, who we know. Okay?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's not weird.
No.
I will say, just let them walk, because that's what I'll be like, hello! Hudson is so me with the personality. He's like, hello! Hi! And they'll be like, hi, and they'll keep going and be like,
do you
hello,
want inviting him in for goldfish crackers?
Yeah, Hudson would. He'd be like, what are you guys doing?
You want to hang
He's
out?
He's like the 10-year-old you ran into.
Yeah. No.
But I would be freaking out if they were talking to somebody I didn't know. I'd be hysterical.
Now, this is a house. Their house, I pass every time I walk my dogs because it's on my route. And I've seen this father half a dozen times.
Yeah.
Now that the weather's getting nicer, I'm positive I'm going to see this guy out mowing his lawn. Do I stop and go, hey, man, I'm just a neighbor. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to engage.
No, that's weird to walk up to somebody and go, I wasn't trying to kidnap your child. Just forget it and walk up and say hello next time.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. I would go introduce yourself. Say, hey, what's up? My name's Ryan. I live over here. What's your name again? I see you all the time. I would start a friendly conversation like that.
Because I swear.
And wouldn't even mention what happened in the street. Because he's already forgotten about it. He's mad at the kid now, not at you.
He wasn't thinking about you when he
yelled at the
kid.
He's upset at his kid right now. He's not upset at you. He's upset at his kid for talking to a stranger. He knows. I'm sure that he's seen you and he knows that you're not a threat.
The non-parent don't want kids had a lot of advice for you right there. You see that?
But dude.
You were so passionate. That's why I had to bring up that Riggs was like, no, listen, here's what's happening.
Yeah.
So, okay. Can I pass this? Because when I walked by his house, after taking my dog out after that had happened, I skipped that block and I went around the house. Can I go on my normal route and not worry that this guy's going to pop out what my ass?
Go about your business.
Why don't you get some balls, dude, and walk down your street? Hold on. This is where you need to... why am I saying this? I'm the chick in the room. Just walk down your damn street. You didn't do anything wrong, okay?
I know.
And stop being afraid of people.
I know I didn't do anything wrong, but I don't want to beat up this guy's dad, and that's what would have happened if this guy's dad would have come to me, and I know I'm an innocent man.
That's the real problem.
You're going to get it, brother. You hear that, Steve? I'm guessing your name is Steve.
That's the real problem.
He said,
don't you come after
me,
Steve.
You were going to kick the dad's ass. That's what you're afraid of. That's why you're afraid.
I don't want him to be afraid of me.
It wouldn't be the first time I beat a dad's ass in front of their kids, and it won't be the last time. You got me, brother.
Who's your daddy now, bitch?
Okay, did I convince everybody I'm not actually scared of this guy?
Did I convince anybody that I'm not afraid?
Okay.
You convinced me.
Okay, good.
That was amazing.
Because this is the real deal, brother.
Just shout that, and I will never want to talk to you again.
What about your day? Kiss FM.
That's funny.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Hell to the no time. It's like when you're getting ready to leave for work and then you hear your dog in the other room.
Oh, no.
Nasty.
Hell no. Thanks, Samson.
Oh.
Now you put daddy behind schedule because he's got to clean up your puke.
Ew. Mine's very local today.
All right, go ahead, Allie.
Our intern, Jack. Hello, Jack.
Hello.
What school do you go to again, Jack?
Marquette University.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And Riggs, is Marquette playing today?
You're damn right they are. It's March Madness.
Jack, what time is Marquette playing in March Madness today?
I would assume like 7 or 8 or something.
No, bro.
No, what? No. Intern Jack from Marquette asked Riggs, when does Marquette play
today?
Dude. What the hell, dude?
You would be about 3 hours late, Jack.
Where are they playing?
If you turn it on at 6, you might catch
the...
You might catch the end at 6. No, the game is at 3:30.
At the Marquette gym?
Yes. Do you know where they're playing?
Jack! Dude! God,
no.
Clearly he's not an athlete at Marquette. He's a hippie.
You're never going to be allowed back on campus, bro.
I know.
So who's worse? Jack that actually goes there and...
ask for forgiveness.
Jack that actually goes there and doesn't know. Or me being a bandwagoner and just wearing Marquette colors one day.
I think I'm worse. At least you're showing support.
You're not even wearing Marquette colors.
I'm wearing black.
You are wearing black. Riggs has bright yellow sweatpants on, God help him. And he has on a...
navy blue
sweatshirt. I'm not done, Jack. I know you want to go answer the phone.
No, nope.
Listen for a second. So Riggs has on a blue shirt.
Yep.
And...
yellow pants.
Damn it. Now I forgot where I was going with this whole thing.
Oh, you know what? When Riggs comes in with Marquette colors...
And he said he's more of a Marquette fan. That's where I was going.
Oh, hell
Jack gives him how much money? Thousands and thousands of dollars, right? And millions and billions and billions and billions.
Billions and billions.
Hey, I don't go there to watch sports. I go there to learn, baby.
I thought it was funny because it's like, I got their back. And I'm like, but he gives them so much money.
Let me try to take the heat off of intern Jack for just a second.
Jack, you can answer the phone now. I'm sorry.
When Riggs comes into work.
Yes.
And he's clearly wearing Marquette colors.
Yes.
And I turn to him and say, why are you wearing University of Michigan colors? I didn't even know they were Marquette colors, okay? I'm sorry.
My BFF went to Marquette. She's going to kill you.
Oh, yes, she already hates you. Your BFF already hates me.
Blue and gold,
we
don't know why, actually.
That's the health of the non itself.
We don't know why my best friend hates Gibbons. We're not sure.
I don't know, but it makes me laugh.
That's right. She does hate you. That's funny.
Here's my final one before people call in and text.
Text us 71037 or call 414-799-1037. Allie, what's your health to the know?
Speaking of my best friend, I didn't text her back for hours. You want to know why?
Oh, no.
Health to the know. When you go to text someone back and your phone rings and takes you off the text, you get on the phone, forget about the text.
Yeah. Bro, that's the worst.
You're literally, the phone rings while you're texting, so you answer it and forget about the text you were sending.
So many distractions.
Dude, we got a text at 71037 that has me almost in tears.
Uh-huh.
When you go to KFC with your friend and the employee tells you that they're out of chicken.
You're Kentucky Fried Chicken. Chicken keyword.
Son of a.
When you finally get your broken foot out of a cast, you slip on ice and then fracture your hand.
Oh!
Wait, is that a text?
It's a text to 71037.
Like, who's
that? Oh my God.
Like, it's a text. You broke your hand?
Oh, another text to 71037. Apparently, I'm also supporting Down Syndrome Day because yellow and blue are the colors of that, so I inadvertently supported that.
And that's today?
Yes, today.
That's a hell of a text today.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. Special Olympic shout-out as well. Nice.
You go, Riggs.
So you can text to 71037. You're held to the know.
Or just call us 799-1037. We'll take your calls. We got somebody on the phone right now.
We got Caleb on the phone right now. Let's talk to Caleb.
What's your held to the know, Caleb?
When you start a new job and somebody already is giving you sass.
Oh, don't you sass Caleb.
You are new to the job, so sass may be construed for direction. Are you sure you're not confusing them?
Yeah.
Oh, she didn't seem so sure.
Hey, Allie, it's Caleb, the one that you snapped yesterday.
I know. Hey, Caleb.
What up, Caleb?
Caleb sent a Snapchat to the Kiss FM Snapchat.
Kiss Milwaukee.
So I responded yesterday. I was like, hey, Caleb.
Caleb.
Hey, we respond to our ish. We love our people.
That's right.
Thank you, Caleb.
Nice.
Thanks for the text and thanks for the calls.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of texts.
You're welcome. Love you guys.
Love you back, Caleb. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, I guess they're getting more serious because they're having dinner with the parents even. Pete Davidson at first was just making out with her.
Yeah?
And I thought he was doing it to piss Ariana Grande off, but he's going to dinner with her parents, Kate Beckinsale, which reminds me of my 20s for some reason.
Yeah.
10 years ago. But Pete Davidson and Kate Beckinsale, what a random couple. They went out with her mom and her stepdad last night. So, I mean, we've seen them dating, and I've just kind of been like, whatever.
Yeah, they'd like some PDA.
Screwing around, whatever. But I guess if you're going to dinner... Pete, did you learn nothing from Ariana? How quick you moved.
Yeah.
Well, hold on.
Did you learn nothing?
Maybe he learned from her that he needs someone who is older than he is, more mature than he is, and Kate Beckinsale is his senior by like 20 years.
Yeah. Gibbons, I don't think he necessarily needs someone older. I think he just needs not get engaged in 30 days. That would actually, he's more than welcome to date someone his own age.
Well, he's not engaged yet. He's just meeting parents. Yet.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying Ariana being young wasn't the problem. Getting engaged after a month was the problem.
Now, Kate Beckinsale is on my Mount Crushmore, so I'm very torn about this whole thing. Oh, I really am. She's one of the four up there.
Riggs.
Kate Beckinsale. She's always been on there. Kate Beckinsale. My Mount Crushmore.
I was going to name four other people from my 20s, but I couldn't think of three other. I'm like, is Katherine Heigl on there too?
No. Nicki Minaj is on there, though.
Ooh.
Who else?
Tiffany Ogle and my wife. Those are the other ones that are on my Mount Crushmore.
I was wondering who the four were, because you said four. So those are all four. The other ones?
Yeah, my wife, Tiffany Ogle, Nicki Minaj, Kate Beckinsale.
Tiffany Ogle's a local chick.
She is.
Yes.
Morning Blend. My Mount Crushmore. Gibbons, what are you looking at? You're clearly Googling something right
yes,
now.
Yes, I was saying Kate Beckinsale's dating history. She was married from 2004 to 2016, so she's been single for a while. I thought maybe like how she is Pete's rebound. Pete might be her rebound, but she's been single for
a while. She's been single for 2 years after a 14-year marriage, and it's not that long. I mean, think about how long a divorce takes to finalize.
Okay, let me think of it from
but
her.
I don't care if these two date, though. That's my thing. I'm just like, it's bizarre.
I don't either. Do you think, though, that she's hooking up with Pete to get a younger guy, a different outlook?
No.
No.
I mean, maybe she's just having fun.
He's the fun thing of the moment right now.
Yeah, but if it's fun, then why are you going to dinner with your parents? That's what I want to know. That's where it gets a little strange.
Because the parents are like, we need to meet this guy. We have to meet this guy. If you're going to be hanging out with this guy, we need to meet him. Bring us by. We just want to meet him once.
And then Kate Beckinsale's like, I'm 40, okay? Like, you don't get to meet my 27-year-old boyfriend. Or how old is Pete Davidson? I don't even know.
26, 27, yeah.
He's that young.
Mm-hmm. He's a young guy.
He's tall. He looks older.
He's been around for a while, too. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Kate Beckinsale dating Pete Davidson. They're out to dinner with their parents. Whatever. Ariana said thank you next. I'm still
sipping her tea for sure.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, you can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. Okay, Gibbons the Great has a record of 19 wins and 4 losses. Better watch himself. He's raking up those losses, man. You think you can stump him? Think of somebody famous. He will ask yes or no questions, and he can somehow guess who you're thinking of. Gibbons the Great, come on in here, dude.
Oh, dude, what you doing here? You got me leaving, me coming back. Me leaving, me believing, me coming back. What's happening?
Stop. Dude, I don't know what you're talking about, but Joe is on the phone this morning. Joe's ready to stump you, Gibbons the Great.
Oh, me don't like Bumbleclot's name Joe.
I know. Joe, you ready to go?
Yes, I am.
Let's do it.
Yo, Joe, you're ready to go, don't you? No, all right, let me ask you. Do you have on your mind a female?
I do not.
Is this someone who really exists?
Yes.
Are you thinking of someone who creates music?
No.
Perhaps on your mind is someone who is older than 40?
Yes.
Has his character already passed away?
No.
Is there an actor on your brain?
Yes.
Perhaps you're thinking of a white person?
Yes.
Maybe you got someone on your brain who often plays in action movies?
No.
Has this person ever run for president of the United States before?
No.
On this person's face, might you find a mustache?
Sometimes.
Are you thinking of someone who perhaps acts in pornography?
No.
Is this person maybe known for having dark hair?
Yes.
Is this person an American born and raised in the United States?
No.
Has this character ever been in the Harry Potter films?
Nope.
Are you thinking of someone who has won an Oscar?
Yes.
Possibly on your mind is someone who speaks the German language?
No.
Does this person's name be a little lengthy, kind of long?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. We got it here. Let me clear out my crystal ball. You know, my mother always told me never trust somebody with tree names. So I don't trust this person because you're thinking of Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yes.
Great actor.
Do you know
what have I seen him in? Like, honestly, like, what's he from?
He was in Lincoln. Where he played Abraham Lincoln.
Okay,
he was
now,
in Gangs.
I didn't see
he was
that. In, that was not the movie I know him from.
He was in Gangs of New York with Leonardo DiCaprio back
You've
in the day.
You've been knowing him from that. You see him, you know.
No, that's not the one I'm thinking of.
My Left Foot. Last of the Mohicans.
Last of the Mohicans, I think, is what I think of when I think of Daniel Day-Lewis. Yeah.
In the Name of the Father.
He's very selective about his movies. You're right about that, Joe.
This guy's been knowing him entire filmography, every film and being.
Let's be honest. He's got IMDb in front of him, like I do.
I'm sitting in my car in the parking lot of work.
Yes, Daniel Day-Lewis is who you were thinking of this morning. Thanks for playing with Gibbons the Great, Joe.
Thank you. Bye.
It's 20 wins, only 4 losses. You think you can stump Gibbons the Great? We play every morning around the same time. 799-1037. Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
All right, so I had 2 really awkward things happen yesterday, but really funny at the same time. And they were both, well, one was a misunderstanding and one was not. One was just somebody being funnier than anyone I'd seen that day.
Okay.
So I had to go to the foot doctor, the podiatrist, right? Yeah. I got these damn things on my feet, these clogged sweat glands.
Ugh.
And I love my podiatrist. Thank you, Dr. Coulter. However, she said to me, Allie, I can get these off, but you may have to come back the rest of your life. Like some people, they just keep coming back. So yeah. She got this thing off my foot. It was gone for like 6 months. I was like, you go, girl.
Yeah.
And it's back. And she even said, I wish I could just cut a piece of your foot off. I said, me too. But, you know, whatever. So I go in there and I'm talking to the nurse, you know, her nurse that I see every time I go in there. And she's like, oh my God, how much weight have you lost? Which is the same thing everybody says to me when
I see
them.
Well, yeah, when you've lost 130 pounds on keto.
Exactly. I mean, since July. And I'm like, when's the last time you guys saw me? You haven't seen me in a while? And everyone's like, no. But then I think about it, I've lost 32 pounds since January 1st. And I haven't been anywhere since, you know, at any doctor. Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay. So I'm talking to her. She's asking me all these questions. And then she walks out. The nurse, who's probably like, I don't know, like 50-ish, really funny, walks out. And I can hear her in the hallway scream at the top of her lungs, well, now I feel like I can't eat the rest of the day. And I'm in the room and I'm dying.
Gave her a complex.
And you know me, I just shout through the door, I heard that and it was hysterical.
And then you didn't immediately follow that up with, by the way, you can eat all this great food.
I had muffins for bread, cupcakes for breakfast.
So that was the first funny thing. And I was like, do you, girl, eat away. Mm-hmm. But the second encounter was awkward as hell and not as funny until it was long over.
Oh, no.
Because then I race home after my doctor appointment and Gary from Window World's there to fix my door.
What up, Gary?
And I'm like, hey, Gary. And so he fixes the handle on my door that Hudson broke from hanging on it because he's five, and that's what five-year-olds do on doorknobs. They hang on them and ugh.
Damn kids.
And we're sitting there and he's fixing it. And I go, oh yeah, I got a new furnace this winter. Thank God, because mine was like 30 years old and I just didn't want it to like die in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
And then Gary says, he keeps screwing in the doorknob and then turns and goes, my parents died this winter. And I go, excuse me?
What?
And I go, wait, what? I go,
parents?
Like, I go,
both
Gary,
of them?
Your parents died this winter. I go, I'm so sorry. Okay. How did I not know this? I'm so sorry.
Jeez.
And he's like, it's okay. And I go, I really didn't know your parents died. He goes, no, my parents' furnace died.
My God.
Yeah, I knew Riggs was trying to throw the punchline out before I was done, but I was like, you just pipe down over there. So I swear to God, I thought both of his parents died and I didn't know. And he goes, no, their furnace died.
Allie.
Because we were talking about furnaces.
Hold on.
His parents possessive being.
Did you have a heart attack?
Allie,
you thought his parents died?
I hit this button. And then I thought to myself, oh my God, I just hit the button about a story about a person we all know whose parents had died. Yes. I want to crawl into a hole right now.
Well, how do you think I felt when I said, oh my God, I didn't know your parents died? And he goes, no, their furnace died. They didn't die. I was like, dude, today's the best day ever with conversations with people.
You're like, both of them died at the same... What happened? Was it at the same time? I have so many questions.
For a good 20 to 30 seconds, I really thought they died. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I had no idea. I don't even...
It's a shame on him for bringing it up at such an awkward moment, if that's what happened.
We were talking about furnaces, and he said, my parents' furnace died, but I heard my parents died this winter when he said my parents' furnace died this winter.
Yeah.
I didn't hear the furnace.
Okay? My heart is racing. Yeah, well, my palms are sweating.
How do you think I felt yesterday when I thought the guy's parents were dead and I didn't know?
You're face-to-face with the guy. I'm hearing it secondhand, and I'm feeling this way. I can't even imagine what that must have been like for you, dude.
It was great.
How did he say it so casually? Your parents died.
Well, that was... But he did it because he was screwing something in the door and he was leaned over not looking at me and he said it just like this.
Yeah.
My parents died this winter. And so, to me, it wasn't an upbeat delivery. It was him
just
saying...
It wasn't what he said. It's how he said it.
But he really said, my parents' furnace died this winter. So... Anyway.
Keep up the awkward encounters, Allie. Keep it up.
My heavens to Betsy.
I'm on a roll, man.
There you are.
I mean, I can't have conversations with anybody anymore, I don't think.
For real, though.
I'm just ruining lives.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie. Yep.
All right, so who's kicking who out? No, it's not a guy kicking a girl out. No, it's not a girl kicking a guy out.
What the hell's going on?
It's not even a gay couple. It's two best friends. Kylie Jenner has kicked Jordan Woods out finally. She's had it.
Oh, my God.
You know that her best friend cheated with Khloe's baby daddy, Tristan Thompson, which is so gross.
Her best friend cheated with the baby daddy of her sister. What in the hell?
I try to put myself in that position because I'm the baby, and I think if my best friend slept with one of my older sisters, boyfriend, they live together. Uh-huh. I mean, it's not even like they weren't together. I just can't even. I don't even. I would always pick my sister.
Oh, hell to the yes.
I don't That's even. Jordan Woods, the fact that she still has crap in Kylie's house is amazing to me. Yeah. But they said Kylie tried and she just feels like Jordan's not getting it. She didn't like her appearance when she went on Jada Pinkett Smith's, podcast and said she basically didn't really cheat with Tristan. They just said she didn't really take any accountability, that even though that's what she was trying to do, but didn't go well. So even though her stuff's in the guest house still because she was living in Kylie's guest house, Kylie wants it out ASAP. So we'll see how that's... you're never going to hear from Jordan Woods again, I'll tell you that. Because the Kardashians, trust me, will destroy you.
You think?
I guarantee they go to TMZ and go, publish one more story about that hoe. Publish one more and we won't give you any more tips. And they're like, okay, she's gone. We don't need her anyway.
You don't think somebody's going to want to scoop up Jordan Woods for a book deal or something?
No,
Lifetime original movie?
Well, no, she also signed the non-disclosure. So if she tries to write a book
she signed an NDA.
They're going to sue the bejesus at her and they've got the money to just let something sit in court for a decade,
Are you saying she signed one with the family?
Yes.
You're like saying...
She legally is not allowed to speak about the family at all. And that was one of the big things
That doesn't surprise me that they have non-disclosures.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why with Jada Pinkett
was
a big thing.
I was asking if she really did that or you were being funny.
No, 100%.
Because I believe that she really signed one. And I believe everyone around... I mean, that's what... They walk... I mean, we see this sometimes, with other celebrities where they will walk into a room and be like, sign this. And some people will do it and some won't.
You just have to do that to go to Justin Bieber's house, remember? They just sign a legal document to go to his
that's
parties.
That's exactly right. And same thing with other celebs. Yeah, it's not that strange.
If you're going to be at our house, I'm going to be doing a lot of cocaine. I don't want you talking about it, so...
Sign this and shut up.
Sign this, please.
Oh, essentially.
What
the
hell... Hey.
Whatever, go away, Jordan Woods.
I agree, and go away, Tristan Thompson, who's going to be here on Sunday, by the way.
Oh,
he's not playing at the Bucks game?
The Cavs played the Bucks last night in Cleveland, and our boy, I don't want to say, that guy, Tristan, had a whopping like 4 points
Screw
in 12
him.
Minutes of play.
Good.
Piece of crap.
Well, he's busy getting his happiness in other places, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh,
he can go have sex with some random and not be with his child anymore. How's that working out?
Didn't she say he's a good dad, though?
But now he's going to see that kid half as much as he used to.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm divorced. Guess what?
Yeah.
Good luck. You just cut your time in half, you dummy.
Yep. God, screw that guy.
Alright, 4-day wristbands to Lollapalooza. You can see people like the Chainsmokers, Lil Wayne, Ariana Grande, 21 Pilots, and more. Here's what you do. Go to 1037kissfm.com and enter the keyword tone. T-O-N-E, tone. Enter that word right now at 1037kissfm.com. Do it before 10 o'clock, and you could win a 4-day wristband. Two of them, so you and a friend can go check out Lollapalooza. You want to use it in a sentence, Gibbons? Go ahead.
Can you believe that Riggs and Allie have the guts to say I am tone deaf when I sing?
You are, dude.
Shame on you guys don't know anything.
Dude, I am too. I'm just honest about it. Tone. T-O-N-E. Tone. Enter it right now at 1037kissfm.com, and then Craig Carson will pick a winner at 6:10 this afternoon. Somebody's going to go to Lollapalooza all 4 days with 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Throwback Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Bow, wow, wow. Snoop, D-O double jizzle.
For shizzle.
And Dr. Drizzle. For shizzle. Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie at 9:46. Lollapalooza going to be in Chicago, and we have your 4-day wristbands. This hour's keyword is tone, T-O-N-E. That'll work until 10 o'clock. And then J-Matt will have another keyword for you at 10:10. Craig Carson picks a winner at 6:10 tonight. You can learn a lot on the show.
Yeah.
Show number,
621, baby.
621, 621 in the books.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap, a lot of shows. That's what I call it.
Yep. Amen.
They'll be up at 1037kissfm.com in its entirety without music or commercials. What did you learn on the show this morning? Gibbons?
I learned on the show this morning that Allie had more than one awkward interaction yesterday. One of those interactions was so awkward that upon hearing it and reacting to it, I myself felt super awkward to the point that I started to sweat. I turned red. It was just...
And we call that awkward transference, what you did there. What happened?
What happened was I was talking to Gary from Window World, and I said, my furnace, I replaced my furnace this winter because I didn't want it to die. And then he goes, my parents died this winter. And then I went, huh? But he was really saying my parents' furnace died this winter.
But you took it as his parents,
plural. But for a second, I went, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I had no idea. Oh, funny stuff, man.
If you would have written it, you would have known because it would have put the apostrophe in a different place. The possessive.
Oh, my Lord.
I learned something about Gibbons this morning.
Oh, yeah?
That Gibbons is constantly living in fear of being a child predator or people thinking he's a child predator because they come up to him and say, I heard that I'm not supposed to talk to strangers. And then the parent will see Gibbons talking to this child and then start shouting at Gibbons and the child. And Gibbons thinks that they're mad at him, that they're going to come after him for some sort of child predatory charges.
Don't fall for talking to the kid for like 10 minutes. Hey, I mean, come on.
Just
say,
be
hey,
like
kid,
me.
Keep moving.
Shut up, kid. Go about your business. That's what I say when I see a kid I don't know.
Well, that's why you have
You're a stranger too.
You're rude, Riggs. That's why you have no friends. You're so rude. I'm trying to make a new friend.
Hey, you don't talk to strangers? I don't either. I don't know you. Shut up, kid. Get out of my face.
Oh, dude, I thought the dad was going to kick my ass. And if he would have,
you
based on the interaction, you know what? Yeah, that's what would have happened.
See?
That's right. He wouldn't have kicked my ass. I'm ready to kick it. And you know what? I might seek him out today while his kid's at school.
Watch his dad's like an MMA fighter or something.
Oh, God, please.
Oh, could you imagine?
God, no. Dear God, no.
Probably not in West
Dallas. It's Anthony Pettis who's coming after you now.
Son of a bitch.
Allie, what did you learn on the show this morning?
I learned something I already knew that I said yesterday. Riggs is still obsessed with these damn documentaries on HBO that neither of us can watch.
Can I back your play?
Me and Gibbons, because we can't watch them, but we hear about them all the time.
Elizabeth Holmes, man. It's a fascinating documentary.
Then go find somebody with HBO and talk to them about it.
Fine.
Dude.
I'll go talk to all my HBO friends. You guys can.
Wait, you're out of people, aren't you?
Oh, man. Me, myself, and I over here.
My parents have it.
Right. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.